Gastropod, where we look at the science.
You're listening to Science Versus.
Il meteoro, capitolo di catastrofe ultravioletta.
Hello, kia ora. I'm Ellen Rackers, a student journalist reporting to you from the World Conference of Science Journalists 2017 in San Francisco. Today, we're going to hear a few highlights from the session Science Heard Around the World, podcasting in the US and beyond, a panel discussion featuring three science podcasters. This session provided plenty of practical tips for equipment, editing software, and how to record interviews. I've condensed these down into an infographic that you can find on the WCSJ website. Instead, this short and sweet podcast will feature some of the conversations around trends in podcasting. So who were the panelists? We heard from Wendy Zuckerman, host of the Gimlet Media show Science Versus, which she originally started in Australia thanks to some interesting inspiration from a Hollywood actress.
Gwyneth Paltrow had come up with this gem. It was one of the first gems, and she had suggested that women steam clean their vaginas. And so I just immediately thought, Science Versus Gwyneth Paltrow.
Spanish podcaster Antonio Martinez Ron spoke about the origins of catastrophe ultravioleta, that's ultraviolet catastrophe in English, which grew out of a need to experiment with stories.
The radio work, they closed the fire us all. So, as I didn't have any place to tell stories, I choose the internet. A friend of mine, Javier Ferrer, which is in catastrophe ultravioleta, told me, why don't we do a podcast together?
Catastrophe Ultravioleta recently won an award for the best podcast in Spain.
It's like an Oscar of the radio.
The moderator, Cynthia Graber, is based in the US and she co-hosts a podcast about the history and science of food.
I launched Gastropod with Nicola Twilley, Nikki, my co-host, in 2014. I know people sometimes listen to the show and they say, oh, it's so great, it sounds like you guys are just kind of hanging out and talking. I'm glad you would think that. I spend at least 50 hours a week on this thing.
Much of the session focused on the challenges of podcasting in both America and elsewhere in the world.
Everybody's talking about all these really amazing opportunities in podcasting right now and how exciting it is and all this great stuff that's going on. And that's true, but a lot of what's happening, most of what's happening, is in America. And frankly, even here, it's actually still really hard to find an audience and find funding. It's much harder to do this overseas.
Even just the word podcast poses challenges.
What if you're in a place where the word podcasting isn't really a thing yet? Or I don't know if in Australia they didn't really know about podcasts yet.
My mother can't even say podcast. It's difficult. What are you doing? Radio program, ma'am. Because it's impossible for her to say podcast.
And you can say radio. I don't know why. A podcast is a radio show that goes a lot.
The word podcast is a terrible word.
It sounds like homework.
So we could just start saying we make radio. It goes out online. You could access it anywhere.
Even if podcast sounds kind of lame, the medium is more popular than ever. This means that the need to stand out from the sea of voices is also greater than ever. Finding your voice may sound like a cheesy tween tagline, but it was a theme that the panelists reiterated multiple times.
There is kind of an idea that there's a certain way that things are supposed to sound. If you want to make something, you don't have to sound like anyone else. You don't have to talk like anyone else. You don't have to make something just because it's the style that's really popular. Each show has its own sound, and so we're not worried if somebody else is covering the same topic. We don't feel like it precludes us from taking that on because we're going to approach it a different way.
Your sound consists of not just the way you tell your story, but also your physical voice.
I remember someone told me that my voice was too gravelly and low, which is, hashtag the patriarchy. But at the time, I wasn't entirely cognizant of that. And I thought, maybe it is. And so I, tried to talk up here. I think more than any other medium, even television and print, if you're not being yourself, with radio, it is so obvious. You can hear when someone's trying to be someone else, and it's so embarrassing.
In my case, they accuse me in the program that I overreact with everything. Oh, Jesus! Oh, my God! Some people told me that I shouldn't do that, and I keep doing that because it's one of the keys of the program. Also, I make some sounds with my mouth, like effects, like and I do too many, so much that they cut.
You can enrich your storytelling with sounds from the field. Just keep it authentic.
If you are in the field, so what I would say is, like, if you didn't record that bird sound in the field and you're trying to recreate the sound that you are in the field, you're like, oh, I'll just play some bird. To me, that's like definite no.
But it's okay to use an obvious and clear piece of theatre that adds to the listener's understanding, like Antonio did with an instance of seasickness.
When we don't have a sound, we recreate it. So, for example, the moment that I was vomiting in the sea, we make a theater that we recreated that, and I make the sound vomiting, and the other was behind me telling, Antonio, please!
Some proclaim we're in the midst of a golden age of audio storytelling. So where to from here?
We're seeing a lot more podcasts being made, and a lot more good quality podcasts. We're seeing people finding their own voice in podcasting. But I think there was this point where everyone was trying to recreate This American Life, which is obviously super wonderful. But don't try and recreate This American Life. We have This American Life.
But the exponential growth of podcasting isn't forever, according to Antonio. There's only so many people who will listen.
But I don't know if podcasting is the future. And in Spain, we are declining because we don't travel so much, and big cities are only a few. So there's not that culture for podcasting listening. So maybe, I'm not sure that podcasting there's a big market for everyone and growing indefinitely.
That concludes our Whirlwind Highlight Reel from Science Heard Around the World, podcasting in the US and beyond. Many thanks to Cynthia Graber, Wendy Zuckerman, and Antonio Martinez-Ron for sharing their valuable insights. I'm Ellen Rikers, reporting from the World Conference of Science Journalists 2017 in San Francisco. Ma te wa!